"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Welcome, everybody. What do you think? 4 hours on abortion? Are you ready for it?
Good Lord.
I guess not.
Really not.
Story broke last night, as you probably know by now, and people made their way right outside the Supreme Court, I think within an hour after this political bombshell.
Do you think they were paid? I think those are all paid activists. They all work for the organizations.
You know, it was both sides. Both sides.
I know. Both sides have paid organizations, and that's what these people do.
Well, I think so. Yeah, they're with groups, activist groups that are following this news so closely. They even probably knew about the leak before the story became widely public.
They're on call. They get a text message, and they're sent out to do a fake protest, so they get television coverage.
Well, we'll go now to Aaron Katursky, ABC News for KFI, for the latest on this whole leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade.
Aaron, how are you?
I think I paid them, so I'd have some news to talk about.
I wonder about that. That's one of my conspiracy theories, is that you
the
guys
reporters are paying them?
Paying them in order to fill your broadcast.
Well, so, I mean, we got to have something to talk about.
Yeah, go through the basics of this so people understand.
You had this, and it truly is an unprecedented leak of a draft opinion from the Supreme Court. We don't think it's ever happened before. And the Supreme Court today confirmed that it is an authentic draft that showed Roe versus Wade, the 1973 decision that laid the foundation for abortion rights, is going to be overturned with the support of five conservative justices. And while the document is authentic, Chief Justice Roberts said in a statement, it is not final, and it's not a decision of the court. He also called this an egregious breach of trust from an institution that keeps its judicial deliberations secret until the end.
What are the chances, though, that it is not a final opinion?
Oh, I'd say pretty good. You know, this was dated February 10th, so it was only 2 months, rather 2 weeks after the oral argument. So what the court will generally do is take a kind of a hand-raised vote, and the majority gets to decide who writes the opinion. So in this case, it seems like Justice Alito. So it does give you a sense of where the court may have started out. But over the next several months, as the justices are writing and revising and editing and cajoling and trying to convince others to maybe go with them, and there are dissenting opinions and concurring opinions, and all that is kind of worked out behind the scenes before, on some, you know, random Thursday or whatever at 10 a.m., the court issues its opinion, which is kind of the sum total of all these behind-the-scenes maneuvers.
Could this have been the reason it was leaked, to perhaps sway somebody to switch to a different opinion?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of speculation, right? And it's just that, because we don't know the motive. We don't know who did it. Could it have been to try to solidify certain votes that might have been susceptible to pressure? Could it have been outrage at the votes as they were? Could it have been outrage that the votes had changed since Alito wrote that in February? And you just don't know. But it has, of course, raised passions, and we've seen that outside the Supreme Court and in cities around the country. There's a rally here in New York going on right now. And states are making preparations for the possibility that, and it's a, probably a good possibility, that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. It's not a guarantee, of course, because we don't know whether this is the final opinion or what it will look like. But even that possibility has brought protesters into the streets and politicians to the microphones.
I read a story written by a columnist just a few minutes ago who talked to maybe a dozen former clerks that she knew. Yeah. Supreme Court clerks, and every single one of them, over the years she's known them, have always refused to discuss anything about the secret deliberations.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell social stories about who, you know, who goes out to dinner with who, but when it came to the deliberations and that whole process that you described, she said none of them would ever breathe a word of it. It was like a sacred oath that they took.
It is sacrosanct, right? And yet the clerks are the only variable, right? They're the full-time employees of the court and the justices. They're seen as the institutionalists and the guardians of this sacred tradition of private deliberations. You know, and the law clerks, Justice Roberts in a statement praised and said they fully understand the need to respect all of this, all of these sacred traditions. But
many of the clerks go on to become judges themselves and sometimes
sure.
Supreme Court justices.
Yeah. And you know, the country, rightly or wrongly, has a tradition of confidentiality when it comes to the judicial process. The trial is public. The opinion is public. But the, you know, and the arguments are public. But how the judges go about coming up with the opinion and all that is by design meant to be kept secret. And I talked to a former clerk too for Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he was saying that he's concerned that this could, you know, poison the debate and kind of chill the justices from wanting to have that kind of robust back and forth.
Well, how do you trust anybody?
Well, that's just it, right? And that's the concern. And I think why the Chief Justice tapped the marshal of the court to try to get to the bottom of it, because they want to know, you know, who did it, and maybe try to find a motive. Now, having said that, though, the issue itself has also, I think, you know, beyond the leak, the substance here is, I think, what many Americans are reacting to today, because if the decision holds, it would overturn 50 years of abortion rights precedent in the country.
Yeah, well, let's get into the details of that. This does not mean that abortion is illegal in the whole country. Some people may be interpreting this the wrong way.
It means that each state's going to decide what policy it has.
That's right. And in probably more than half the states, you will see abortion made either illegal or highly restricted. And there wouldn't be, without the underpinnings of Roe v. Wade, there wouldn't be necessarily a way to challenge those restrictions or that ban. You know, some Democrats even raised the possibility today that abortion would be criminalized in certain states, which is also a possibility, and we've seen that already in a number of states. We've also seen the opposite, states led by Democrats vowing to become safe havens for women seeking reproductive care. So it will depend, it seems, if this is overturned, that a woman's access to reproductive care will depend where she lives.
And another thing that's worth pointing out, they don't just come up with these opinions out of thin air. This is a case coming out of Mississippi, was it not?
Yes. So the Mississippi law would restrict abortion after, or limit, you know, a ban abortion after 15 weeks. And that would be sort of the earliest. And it was meant, the law was designed to test this viability standard that the court in Roe and then in Casey kind of came up with. And this is where legal scholars have always found deficiency in Roe v. Wade as a legal matter, that, you know, this notion of viability doesn't seem to be terribly definitive and maybe not the best way to base a law. Having said that, you know, the abortion rights supporters say this, it's the sentiment of the law and its standing over the last 50 years that deserves consideration and protection. But as a legal matter, the notion of viability has always been fraught.
It's clearly a violation of the rules. It is a violation of the law to leak these documents. I heard the FBI is investigating, but
we don't know that the FBI is actually going to get involved because I don't know what law would be broken here. You know, it's a draft document. It's not, you know, a state secret. It's or like the nuclear launch code.
It's not a crime to leak a draft document.
It's just a stunning breach of etiquette and tradition. Whether there's a crime, you know, you imagine if it's a law clerk, you could, you know, the court could move to disbar that person. But
that person's career may be over.
Assuming that's who it is, but you just don't know.
Now, and finally, Aaron, Biden is talking about doing something with Congress about all this.
And Democrats were vowing, you know, to try and pass legislation that would finally enshrine the rights to an abortion in federal law, which I think is what, you know, the judiciary would prefer. Now the draft opinion said it should go back to the states, but you know, the Congress could do it. Problem is, I don't think they have the votes, and it's not really clear what that kind of a law would look like or say. I mean, the justices have been so vague in their wording, purposefully so, when dealing with abortion over the years, that, you know, it's hard to imagine writing a federal law that could pass. And even, you know, and Democrats pushed for maybe the end to a filibuster. We know that Joe Manchin's not going to allow that at the moment. So that I don't think they have the votes to do that. So the focus will turn to states.
I think the Democrats are hoping this pushes some turnout for November, I would assume.
I think both sides, too, and the Republicans have done this piece by piece and with a good deal of patience, and they've slowly built, they've slowly built this up. I mean, Karl Rove in 2004 said Bush is going to win Ohio because we're going to get gay marriage on the ballot. And I mean, he's over the years, they've successfully pushed different measures in states specifically designed to get to get this debate before the Supreme Court. And as the court, you know, changed, it has become more successful.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ellis.
All right, Aaron Katursky, ABC News for KFI, on the draft document that was leaked from the United States Supreme Court that appears to say that they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark 1973 abortion decision.
Thank you. Mr. Newscaster, the landmark.
Very dramatic.
You ever hear a normal person use the phrase the landmark decision?
I know. I kept seeing that word this morning, landmark. I forgot there was another one in 1992, I guess, that kind of affirmed Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
It was another court decision, but that one never gets as much play. All right. We'll talk about, we have to. Dippity Doo jumped right on this because he wants to be president. Let's be clear here. Gavin Newsom thinks the next step is the presidency. So he's wasted no time lately trying to jump into these national issues while we're drowning in homelessness and crime.
As if somebody wants to hear from him. Yeah, the whole world is waiting for your opinion, Gavin. John and Ken, KFI, you know, there's all this noise and hoopla over this opinion being released.
Well, something I did during the break, which I was kind of fascinated by, it's Supreme Court justices, people like to say the law is the law, and the Constitution, here comes another one, John, a living, breathing document. But seriously, it really depends on the ideology of the justices. So I took a look. I mean, you think about it. Trump got to appoint 3 justices in one term. Obama, 2 terms. How many justices? 2. Clinton, 2 terms. How many justices? 2. So Trump just got lucky. And of course, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg that died that surprised everybody because that's the seat that he flipped over to make it to 6-3 kind of conservative majority. But
what these judges are saying in this opinion is true. There is nothing in the Constitution about abortion, nothing that allows it, nothing that denies it. It is simply not listed as a right.
And basically, the Constitution says what's not provided for in here is up to the states.
Right. So it's not a right, and it's not unlawful. And now it goes to the states, which is the way it should have been. The 1973 decision was a really, really bad decision based on the law. They made up a right that didn't exist. And if you, I did some reading today, and some of the reading of this draft decision, and what Samuel Alito points out is there, you know, there's nothing in the document that legitimizes this decision.
Well, there's nothing in the document about a lot of things, right? Especially in modern life.
Right. But
what did they do? Came up with a right to privacy or something? Or
the right to privacy doesn't exist in the Constitution.
I know it doesn't exist in the Constitution.
So they made up a right to privacy which doesn't exist, and out of that right to privacy, they came up with the right to an abortion. So you have something that doesn't exist coming from something that doesn't exist, which means it doesn't exist. And so finally, after 50 years, you had a set of justices who says, this doesn't exist. We can't back this up. It's very rare that a Supreme Court reverses a major decision by an older court.
Yeah, I thought people were, I remember we said this like 5 years ago. It's settled law. Let's move on.
Well, of course, some people wanted to be settled law. Now, this happened before, in the 1850s, there was a famous decision called the Dred Scott decision. Dred Scott was a slave from Africa. And he had sued to be free because he had spent some time in non-slave states. And his attorneys tried to make the case that since he lived in a non-slave state, he couldn't be a slave in a different state. The court said nobody of African ancestry can be a U.S. citizen. Nobody. And it created a lot of tension.
And there's nothing about African ancestry in the Constitution as written by the...
No. So what happened was, first of all, it helped inflame everybody's insanity, which led to the Civil War, right? That decision made everybody in the country aware of the slavery situation in the South and that the African immigrants had no rights and were being treated so brutally and cruelly, so that hardened the North to try to stamp out slavery. So you ended up with the Civil War. But in the aftermath of that, they added three amendments to the Constitution in order to address what wasn't in the Constitution. And that's where you got the protection for slaves legally. That's where you got the citizenship for people of African ancestry. They had to put it in the Constitution, which they did in the 1860s and 1870s.
Well, maybe they should do that with the abortion question.
They do. You could write a constitutional amendment. You can pass a federal law. You can have all 50 states decide, which is, as Aaron explained, the most likely because we don't have you don't have the numbers. You're not going to get 3/4 of the states to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion.
Right.
And you're not even going to get Congress because they have the filibuster in the Senate. You need 60 senators. You're never going to get 60 senators. And you're certainly not going to get it after the November elections. So all you can do is we're going to have a split country like everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Half the states will have either a ban or severely restricted. The other half won't. And if you need to get an abortion, you're going to have to take a long drive somewhere.
It may end up that way because now, you know, a lot of people are going down the slippery slope. Next, what is going to be the gay marriage question. And so there might be states that don't want anybody to be gay married in their state. And it's going to be the same way with abortions.
You can't, just the way the country is originally set up, you can't make laws through the Supreme Court. You can't give rights through the Supreme Court that are in the Constitution. It may not be ideal. It may not be fair, you know. It depends on the issue and your opinion. But that's the process. The process doesn't allow for it. And if you get outside that process, eventually there's going to be a snapback. Eventually you're going to get a collection of justices who look at it and say, well, wait a second. This doesn't follow any logic at all. There's nothing in the Constitution about this issue. This never should have been decided this way. And yet we have justices who act like politicians. They give in to the pressures of the day. And again, maybe they're right sometimes, but if you don't follow the procedure, eventually somebody will.
So all this probably means here in California, we're going to have another item on the November ballot, and that's going to be an amendment to the state constitution that would ask voters to place permanent protections for abortion in our constitution. Newsom jumped right on this immediately after this news came out. I'm sure they'll get it on the ballot. I think the legislature can put it there.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. And they're also hoping that drives people to vote.
Me, I'd rather have the 50-cent gas tax
Yeah, I know.
Suspended. Okay, I can't get whipped up over making it easier to kill fetuses. I'd rather pay less tax.
Yeah, what I'm a little lot less worked up over is this talk of a sanctuary state where we're allowing women to come here and we're going to pay for their travel and procedure. And
no, that's not what people pay taxes for. No. We don't have to set up an abortion industry here. Seriously, I mean, I have to pay for other people killing their fetuses. It's not what I want my tax money to go for.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, we'll have a yoga pants update of sorts coming up after the news at 3 o'clock as attempts to still be ambassador to India. And we're 7 years into the wonderful Vision Zero idea, the fact that nobody would die on the roads by the year 2025.
Instead, more people are dying on the roads.
It is an abysmal failure, like a lot of his entire time as mayor. Well, we'll get into it after 3 o'clock.
A Garcetti failure. What a novelty.
What a novelty. There's a few stories coming out of Russia, Ukraine, which are worth talking about. Next week will be a big day in Russia as they celebrate and commemorate. It's called Victory Day, the defeat of the Nazis in 1945. Putin is also supposed to, we talked about this yesterday, undergo some sort of surgery, perhaps for cancer, not long after he appears on May 9th to commemorate Victory Day. But one of the weird things that's expected to happen, he's going to announce that they are now officially at war with Ukraine.
In case
you didn't know, it was always defined as just a special operation.
Did you see that CNN headline, which was not backed up by a single word in the story? It said that Putin is declaring war on Ukraine and the U.S. And
there it is. Putin may soon officially declare war on Ukraine, comma, U.S. and Western officials say. That's my headline.
See, I read it with as Ukraine, comma, U.S.
No. Comma, and then U.S. and Western officials are saying that he will declare war on Ukraine.
Well, that's coming next.
You want it into... he's inferred that it already is because it's a war by proxy,
No,
said.
I checked the whole story. There was nothing in there that it did was
No, he's
war
not going to declare
US.
War on the U.S. That would be...
soon.
I don't think he would, but...
I don't know.
He is suffering from
the dementia, the paranoia, the Parkinson's. Yeah.
There are other reports popping up that, I like this quote in the CNN story. And this is something I noticed too. At a Pentagon briefing today, they're saying that the Russians have just performed abysmally in the field in Ukraine, the Russian military. And the Pentagon spokesman said, what seems to happen is Russia declares victory, takes some territory, then pulls back, and Ukraine takes it right back. And I've noticed that in stories over the last several weeks, that suddenly Ukraine is declaring they took back some territory. It's sort of like, we just want to declare victory, but, we got to use our troops somewhere else. So we pull back, and Ukraine takes back the territory. It's kind of a silly way to run a war.
It's a badly run war. I mean, their military stinks.
Which is proof they can't hold this anyway.
Which is also why he might declare an official war, because that allows him, by their constitution, to call up thousands of reserve soldiers. And because they need, as somebody wrote in the story, they need more cannon fodder. Because there's so many Russian soldiers getting killed, they've had 10 generals get killed. The casualties are massive on the Russian side, and they've lost an unbelievable amount of equipment.
Which is why some people are already talking about defeat and the possibility of a coup, that Putin will be forced from the Kremlin. There's a few news stories that, of course, they're unnamed people, generals and officials at what is now called the FSB, it used to be the KGB, are already planning for the takeover, for ousting Putin.
Well, so, after, what's this been, over 2 months now?
February 24th. I got the date locked in my head.
If he was going to have a big win, he would have had it by now. And he's got pushed out of Kyiv.
He's still got those nukes.
That is the great equalizer. Is he's got the nukes, and he's going to have to use the nukes in order to win this thing.
Can't we sneak in some nukes to Ukraine? So Zelensky has some.
I wonder if we have.
That's an interesting idea. Put a little nuke on a drone.
I always think about what we don't know. I mean, if you were.
That's a good question. There's a lot we don't know going on.
There is a lot. There's a lot in your life you don't know.
And I think even insiders in the military and our intelligence also don't know a lot either.
I think if this was any other president, they would have authorized some kind of secretive nuke transfer to Ukraine. But I, you know, I don't know what you know what country Biden thinks he's in. yeah, he's like Feinstein. You might advise him about something. It's like, Mr. President, we think it's advisable that we send a small number of Ukrainian nuclear weapons. And he goes, oh, okay. And then 20 minutes later, he's forgotten.
The problem with that is if Ukraine used any of those, and I don't know what they would be, Russia will come back and just blow the whole country to smithereens with
yeah,
nuke.
And then well,
they won't get around.
I just think, I 100% believe that you cannot sit there and be afraid of the big monster, especially when you have thousands of nuclear weapons.
Yes.
Make them afraid of you.
There you go. Meanwhile, we've told you from time to time, they're called mouthpieces for Putin. They're showing up on Russian state media or television, and they're making some pretty bombastic declarations. The latest is Dmitry Kiselyov, a man known as Putin's mouthpiece. He has a show on Sunday nights. This might be entertaining. And he's calling for an attack on the United Kingdom with something known as a Poseidon underwater drone. Now, what could that do? Well, according to this story, it could trigger a 1,600-foot radioactive tidal wave.
Yeah, and then Great Britain gets submerged. Add this to your list of nightmares, Deborah. A nuclear tidal wave, and we're all submerged under 1,600 feet of water.
I'm tapped out.
Does that mean the water is radioactive?
Well, yeah. Yeah, radioactive water because the nuclear bomb would explode underneath the surface of the ocean.
So if I don't drown, I'll get radiation and die anyway.
Yeah, it's radiation water. 69. Oh.
The drone has a capacity for a warhead of up to 100 megatons.
Yeah, it sounds pretty big.
Several thousand times the strength of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima.
I saw some video of this show, and it's a bunch of like old fat Russian guys in really bad fitting suits.
Oh, is that what?
And they all bellow at each other.
I know.
But they ran a little bit of tape on one of the TV shows this morning with closed captioning at the bottom. So you could see what the threats and the insults were. But really, really sad group of guys. Just bad haircuts, mustaches, suits they can't button.
This guy also threatened the United Kingdom with an attack by the Sarmat-2, Russia's latest nuclear missile. You may remember a couple weeks ago they tested in Russia. He claimed it would completely destroy Britain with just a single impact. Their island is so small that one Sarmat missile is enough to drown it once and for all. Wow.
They're a lot of talk, aren't they?
No kidding.
These TV mouthpieces, the Russian Sean Hannitys.
I know, but it probably fires up the people watching, right? Because it's that nationalistic.
Well, sure it does.
We're
sure
number
does.
One in the world, and we're going to prove it with our weapons. We'll blow you right out of the water.
Dumb clucks sitting at home. Drinking vodka in their worn-out easy chairs. Yeah, they're eating this stuff up. They love it. The more they yell, the more the Russian ratings go up.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
We'll take a trip to Yoga Pants Land after 3 o'clock. Find out the list of mayors which are supporting Garcetti in his attempt to be the next ambassador to India. They have all signed on. Mayors from around the country believe that Garcetti should be the choice, despite these terrible allegations that he completely ignored, overlooked, and lied about whether or not his top aide was sexually harassing many people in the inner circle of the mayor's office.
He's there in Washington. He's still lobbying.
He's on his knees?
Well, who isn't? That's the way business is done there.
Anyway, also, we'll update you on the horrific, complete no results from his disastrous Vision Zero, which was the idea that nobody dies on the roads in Los Angeles by the year 2025. It's 7 years old, that program.
You know, compared to everything else, it's a minor failure. But for some reason, it really encapsulates his entire time as mayor. Because there's a really stupid wiener project that was ridiculous. And it was about micromanaging and controlling how people travel every day. That's what it turned into. So we'll get into that coming up.
Yeah, exactly right. And usual, it was introduced, as he does a lot of things, with much fanfare and one of these flowery speeches.
I know.
And it's just waste.
I think we personally...
Just toilet waste.
I think we killed it. us and our audience. I think we're the one who put a stake through the heart of that.
We fought all the road diets we could.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of the plan.
Because the last time I saw him campaigning for that was the Bonin road diet. And after Bonin was chased off, I don't remember hearing Garcetti talk about Vision Zero in a meaningful way.
No, it really did die. There was a couple of other plans, and I remember they got scrapped too.
Yeah.
A couple of other council districts.
Actually, yeah, there was a couple more that were active.
They were active, yes.
But there was a map of 40, I remember, because we had one of the activists who brought the – he'd done the research. He'd gone to the websites and found the 40 lines on the L.A. city map where they were going to take away lanes for cars.
All right, now here comes Deborah Mark's animal update, and it's not a good one.
It never is, Ken.
Well, somebody continues to kill ducks and geese with a pellet gun in Costa Mesa. It has happened again. This is a place called Tewinkle Park. I have no idea what kind of person would go to a public park with a pellet gun and shoot birds.
Evil.
Evil.
I wonder if it's a kid on his way to becoming a serial killer.
Well, the thing that I'm a little bit confused in the story. Now, originally in late April, they found four ducks that were dead, right? But since then, they've been investigating, and they found even more ducks and geese shot in the park over the weekend. So I'm guessing from the way the story's written, it's not written well, that this person came back this past weekend and shot some more birds. That's what I'm getting from this. And they were taken to a place for treatment, but most of them did not survive.
Well,
they have since died from their injuries. But there is a report that one Peking duck may still be alive.
He has either extreme hostility or he gets a weird, perverse pleasure out of it.
It's a power trip.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he gets to exert power and
over defenseless creatures.
Yeah. I mean, there's some pleasure mechanism in there, I think.
How could nobody have witnessed this? Isn't somebody going to come forward and say they saw the guy with the pellet gun shooting at waterfowl?
Waterfowl?
Well, that's the technical name for the ducks, the geese.
Depends when he does it.
That's where they hang out.
Parks are empty much of the time.
I saw another little male duck. I think it's the same one on the trail where I walk most of the morning or run. He's just standing there. It's weird. I never see a duck. It's pretty rare. And it's not near a river or any kind of like the ocean. It was just standing there. It was a male duck, just kind of standing there. I walked right by, didn't care.
Maybe he used to be at this park and he's trying to get away.
They're so tranquil and so
simple. I could watch ducks all day.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. When I go up to Lake Arrowhead, there's ducks.
Do they do anything that's worth watching?
Or? No, I just like to watch them swim around. I like to watch them how they move together in formation.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's some system they have. It's like watching birds fly. I like to watch that too. You see birds going
by. Yeah, I watch birds fly.
You notice
sometimes
how they fan out, and then
suddenly all take a big left.
And they fan. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and they always have a lead bird. And that's what I'm going to do when I'm in Biden's home.
Do you bring bread? Do you feed them bread?
You shouldn't feed them bread. Isn't that what they say?
I did. I used to take my kids to lakes with ducks.
Yeah, they say that. But I fed them. I did the same thing. I used to feed them plenty of bread.
No, I gave them caviar.
That was my big...
You guys are cheap.
That's what wealthy elitists do.
Well, fish eggs. They gotta really find this person because we've talked about this before, but somebody that would go and shoot defenseless creatures with a pellet gun could move on to humans. I don't think it's impossible. I think, especially if this is a young person, and that's what I suspect it is. It could be just a mental patient, but it could be a young person that thinks that this is funny and a hoot.
Right.
Let's put cameras around. Let's find these people.
Yeah, they don't usually have a lot of cameras in public parks. It's more on the streets and the...
Yeah, God knows what they'd see on that.
But they're asking for more patrols. I don't know if that's going to do any good either. I don't know how big this park is or how busy it is. But the fact that whoever did this, and I hope it's just one person and not several, has gone there twice, in just this few weeks.
They got some
target practice on it.
If they're getting a real charge out of this, so they got some kind of compulsion.
And now they're liking the coverage, right?
Right, yeah.
I think that's even better.
Oh, yeah, they go home and they watch the coverage, and that energizes them. Yeah.
Why don't we do a stakeout? Let's go hang out there.
And camp
go
out.
First, and we'll catch up.
We'll get you a sleeping bag, and you can spend the night.
Okay.
All right.
A little pop-up tent?
We could use you as bait.
All right, so... a bunch of mayors have come together to write the senators in Washington, D.C., that they believe that Mayor Yoga Pants should be the next ambassador to India, no matter what these claims are about his knowledge of sexual harassment. We'll talk more when we come back.
John and Ken Show, and Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.